Well, we've been hearing a lot over the past year about CBP1. The Biden administration rolled out the mobile app in 2023 to make it easier for migrants to apply for asylum. But the initial version was riddled with errors. Remember, a lot of frustration and chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border. Gustavo Solis of KPBS in San Diego checked back a year later to see what's changed.
Every day, about 400 migrants line up on the Tijuana side of the San Diego border crossing. Bags are packed, passports in hand, hopes are high. They all have sponsors, and they've all secured appointments to enter the U.S. through the CBP1 app. The excitement here is palpable. Some of these people waited 6 months for the appointment. For many of them, including Lisette Moreno, this is a dream come true. Moreno fled Cuba with her 12-year-old son because of political persecution, and she didn't think she'd make it to the U.S. They waited 4 months for their CBP1 appointment. Moreno says that she wants her son to grow up in a free country. People from Cuba are especially vulnerable, according to a report from Human Rights Watch. Researchers there found that Cubans who criticize their government risk criminal prosecution. In Tijuana, more than 100,000 migrants have used CBP1 to enter the U.S. ever since the Biden administration began using the app in January 2023. This is the federal government's preferred and sometimes only method for asylum seekers to enter the country legally. Experts like Dara Lind from the American Immigration Council say that the app has become a focal point of the asylum system.
In general, what we think of as the standard process for asylum, where you come into the U.S., you are allowed to pursue a court case if you can demonstrate a credible fear of persecution in your home country. The only way to do that right now, the only way to guarantee it, is to use this CBP1 app.
The app was controversial from the start. Many called it the Ticketmaster of asylum. That's because migrants had to log in all at the same time to secure a limited number of appointments. That meant people with the best internet connection and not necessarily the most vulnerable, got most of the appointments. Another major problem was the app's photo feature. Migrants have to submit a picture of themselves to secure appointments, but CBP1 struggled to capture images of migrants with dark skin tones. Those issues have been addressed. The process is no longer first come, first serve, so people can sign up throughout the day and enter a lottery. And the photo bug has also been fixed.
I think the U.S. government deserves a lot of credit for listening to the initial wave of reports and acting pretty quickly to address them.
While the app has improved significantly, Dara Lind says that migrants are still forced to wait months to secure an appointment.
Of course, the underlying concerns about, you know, how do you support yourself for an indefinite amount of time in Mexico, that's going to fall harder on people who have less money.
Officials in Tijuana say that the phone app brought order to the asylum process. Before CBP1, thousands of migrants would sleep outside by the border crossing just waiting for a chance to cross. Enrique Lucero is head of Tijuana's Migrant Services Department.
CBP1 creates a virtual line. Without it, you'd have people sleeping outside for weeks and months.
Lucero says it now takes an average of 4 to 5 months for migrants in Tijuana to secure a CBP1 appointment. And desperate migrants who cannot wait that long are choosing to cross the border illegally.
The long waits are making migrants more desperate.
One asylum seeker is Ricardo Martinez, who's from the Mexican state of Michoacán. The U.S. Department of State currently has a level 4 do not travel advisory there. That is the highest advisory level. In January, 11 villagers were gunned down by local gangs for failing to pay extortion fees. Martinez left behind family, a home, several plots of land, and his own business. He was a car mechanic with his own garage. He says local gangs extort everybody there and threaten to kill anyone who doesn't pay. It's not just him. Gangs threatened his entire family. It took 6 months for Martinez to get a CBP1 appointment, and he's now living in the U.S. while his case is pending. He has mixed feelings about being here. While he's happy to be safe, he misses everything he left behind. For Here and Now, I'm Gustavo Solis.